If I were back home, before I tell my story, I would say in Eve, and you, as audience, you just respond glee like joy, never like never, but I'll tell you what it means in Eve. Okay, can we try? Mise glilo. Glee never. Let's try again. Mise glilo. Glee never means let us hear your story. Mise glilo. So somebody has spoken Eve tonight. I love it. Adote Akwe, I'm a native of Togo, and I could have been a Ghanaian. Togo is in West Africa, and next to Ghana. And my ethnic group is split over the two borders. You know how in colonial time they cut the land without taking into account the ethnical group. So I could have been a Ghanaian as well. I was born to my dad. We were born 13 from four wives. Polygamy is legal in Togo. So if you are a man here, you want to be a polygamous. but, you know, so we grew up in the same compound, 13 of us, with some cousins, because my dad was very wise and a little bit, I wouldn't say well-to-do, but if you have four wives and 13 children, cousins and friends who ask you from the village to have their children with you. So in the compound, we were like 20 children growing up. And we don't have anything like a living room set up. You know, night, you remove all the furnitures, and then we all put down our mats, and then we sleep. And early in the morning, you put everything in place. So it was the atmosphere and the environment in which I grew up. And back to my dad, four wives sometimes was difficult to handle for him. And sometimes he will try to hide it, but we could feel it because it becomes sometimes noisy in the house. And you can feel it if it is lovely dialogue or if it is bitter. And then my wife will sleep out of the house. And so, but for us children, it was an opportunity for us to learn how to love, how to share. I mean, I can tell you sometimes we have some feud and some conflict to solve, but in all, we learn how to live together, togetherness, and how to share. And it helped me throughout my my entire life and still helping me. I don't feel nervous when I have people around me. But tonight I'm a little bit nervous. And I'm born for a purpose. I mean, I'm a believer in God, unapologetically Christian. And I come to believe that I have a mission and a purpose in life. Why? Because some of the things that happened when I was a child tells me that, yes, you have something to share and to help people with. And a couple of things that happened. One of the things that happened was narrowly escaped being drowned in the sea, because our city is on the seashore, Atlantic Ocean. And going to swim in the sea is not as safe as here. You know, I know here there are some sharks somewhere, you know. But there, you don't have any security disposition that will watch over people. So as a kid, we ran out of houses and we go and swim in the sea, and a couple of times I was gone. I mean, I was gone, and I remember how friends helped me out. So as I look back, I see, why did God save me, my life? You know? So when I started working, I started being interested in human rights activism. So I was a union leader, very strong, powerful. But Togo was a dictatorship. And in 2005, before 2005, the dictator in Togo was the longest dictator in power after Fidel Castro. I'm talking about in the whole world. So you can understand that it was tough to be an activist under a government like that. So, but I was, and I was fearless. And in 2005, the dictator died. We don't know what happened to him, and we heard on the TV that he was gone. And then we were happy. No, you know, you are not happy when somebody died. Don't quote me. So before we know, the military came in and put his son in power. And the whole population was on the street. So I was leading the Human Rights League in Togo, a very powerful human rights organization. And then we were on the street, and what we saw was a massacre. Boo, 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 boo. And 500 people died. And my organization wrote a report with the facts, with some graphic pictures, and we sent it out to the European Union and to the United Nations. And I was invited here in Washington, D.C. in 2005 by the National Democratic Institute and National Endowment for Democracy to come and present the facts. And I did. And the government was very, very unhappy. And it was tough for me to keep my family there. I have 5 children, and 4 were still in Togo. And I had to move them to Benin, which is the other next country, to put them under cover. And people advised me not to go back to Togo, because the United Nations sent a fact-finding mission to Togo to confirm the report we wrote. And the government was very angry about me. And so I've been here ever since. But I know that it is something that I need to do. And while I was here, separated from my children, it was very tough. And I came in contact with cultural and civilization clash. Togo, I'm Eve, and Togo is French-speaking, and then here we are in an English-speaking country. No, not English, American, because I know English before I came here. So, yes, and one of the clash that I faced was American football. It's not football, it's handball. Because I play soccer, and I saw people catch the ball and run and then call it football. So that's funny. But the second clash, is the gap I found between African like myself and African-American. I thought we were the same, but we are not. That's why I engage in a program here to bridge the gap with some of African-American or friends. Now, what am I doing today? People call me community organizer, author because I'm about to publish a children book to teach children about Africa while they are coloring their activity book. And then I have a patent pending of some inventions. And then I'm blessed to buy a house in a city program with IRC and in a very calm neighborhood, very beautiful house. And I think it's the blessing of the Lord that we call in the Bible that make you rich and add no sorrow. And I am now training myself to be a life coach to my community. And I'm a citizen with my wife this year, and we have two granddaughters. And I want to just thank you very much, you Americans, for having built this powerful and wonderful country for me to come and settle with my family. Please, don't let it collapse. Thank you very much.